Dear brothers and sisters and family and friends, welcome to 611 Bread of Life Big Family. And I want you to join me with a humble heart and let us enter into the Word of God.
我们非常谢谢嘉儿的分享。
We are very thankful for Kojak's sharing.
我觉得他这十年变了好多。
I think that he has transformed very much for the past 10 years.
跟上个礼拜 Arts Wonder组长的见证是一样的。
And it's exactly like Alex Wan's, our MG leader's testimony.
就是他刚来教会的调调跟现在调调真的是差非常多。
That is to say how he was when he first came to church and how he is right now is completely different.
十年前他讲声色犬马的见证我到现在都还记得。
10 years ago when he was sharing how he was while living full of sensual pleasures, I can still remember today.
我帮他婚礼训勉的稿子我都还记得。
I can even remember my words of affirmation and encouragement during his wedding.
但是我真的听他讲的时候我就觉得呢怜悯使人有机会回转。
But now today as I'm hearing him share, I realize that mercy allows people to truly repent.
恩典跟慈爱呢是可以让人越来越像神。
Grace and compassion could really make someone become more and more like God.
我们求神来帮助我们。
May we ask God to help us all.
我们更多的感恩。
That we have to be even more thankful.
我们更多的记起自己的低点。
As we remember even more of the low points in our lives.
我们会领受更多。
We'll receive even more.
以至于我们可以传递更多。
Until then, we can pass on to others even more.
这个礼拜是我们第三次讲怜悯。
This week, this is the third time we are talking about mercy.
第一次是天信牧师讲约拿书。
The first time was Pastor Deborah talking about the book of Jonah.
讲血气的怜悯真不好。
It talks about how fleshly mercy is truly not good.
讲人没有怜悯真不好。
And if someone has no mercy, it's truly not good.
好，所以约拿他对于这个尼尼微城的人，他是没有怜悯的。
So Jonah towards the people in Nineveh, he had totally no mercy at all.
约拿对以色列人其实他的怜悯是属血气的。
Jonah, the mercy that he has for the Israelites are actually fleshly.
因为以色列人是需要被管教的。
Because the Israelites truly need to be disciplined.
好，然后到这个许敬组长的怜悯。
And then we have MG leader Joey talking about mercy.
好，讲到要成为别人的好邻舍。
It's how it's important for you to become a good Samaritan.
要成为那个好撒玛利亚人。
You can be that good Samaritan.
看到路旁有人需要帮助的，我们愿意去帮助。
That when you see someone with needs on the side, you would help.
好，所以我们今天第三讲要讲什么呢
？So this is the third time we are talking about mercy. What are we going to be talking about?
我们要从圣经的怜悯这个字呢，来去更深的摸到它的核心概念。
Now we're going to look into the Bible from the root word of this word mercy to truly understand the concept behind it.
所以我们要讲的是活出怜悯。
We are talking about living out mercy.
好，我们求神来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
好，我们一起来做祷告。
Let us come and pray together.
主耶稣，我们求你来帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, please come and help us.
主，你开我们的耳朵，开我们的眼睛。
Lord, you open our ears, open our eyes.
主，叫我们听了，我们明白了，我们可以做出来。
Lord, so that when we listen, we can understand and we can live it out.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayers in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，第一个我们要讲的是神的怜悯覆庇万有。
The first point is that we're going to talk about God's mercy covers all things.
我们来读两节的经文。
Let us read two Bible verses.
出埃及记33章19节跟34章的第6节。
Exodus 33, 19 and 34, 6.
请。
耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
好，这里这里的怜悯呢，是在圣经里面第一次出现的怜悯。
Here, the word mercy actually is the first time it appears in our Bible.
三十三节的怜悯是动词，到三十三章是动词，三十四章是形容词。
In chapter 33 is actually a verb, and then in 34 it is a descriptive term.
就是说呢，怜悯这个概念呢是从神来的。
Which is to say that mercy, this concept actually comes from God.
人是不懂什么叫怜悯的。
As men, we actually don't know what is mercy.
人会觉得你犯错，你要付代价啊。
Man would think that if you did something wrong, you have to pay for the consequences.
这是人的概念。
This is the concept of man.
怜悯是神带出来的概念。
Mercy is actually a concept that God brought forth.
第二个，当三十四章耶和华在介绍他自己的时候，他说：“耶和华，耶和华，我是有怜悯有恩典的神啊。”
And in chapter 34, when God Jehovah Himself was describing Himself, He's saying that His Jehovah, He's full of grace and mercy.
大家留意呢，这是神介绍他自己哦。
Pay attention here. This is God Himself describing Himself.
神用有怜悯来介绍他第一个特质。
God Himself is describing His first trait, which is mercy.
所以如果我们没有怜悯，就没有神的形象了。
Now, if we do not have mercy, then we do not live in the image of God.
我们抓住了怜悯，就抓住神的最重要的特质了。
When we hold on to mercy, then we hold on to the most special trait of God.
还有，当我们在查考这个字的时候，发现呢，这个有怜悯的这个字呢，在旧约里面出现13次啊。
And as we are researching on this word mercy appeared 13 times in the Old Testament.
但是只有一次是用在人的身上。
But only one time out of this 13 was it ever used on man itself.
其他的都是用在神身上。
The other times were actually used for God.
就等于是说呢，神呢几千年来不断的去带领人，给人怜悯。
Which is to say, for thousands of years, God has been leading people and giving people mercy.
然后人才去学习呢，这个什么是怜悯。
And then only then can man totally understand and learn what is mercy.
这边讲到耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Here it says, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
当然这个还有下面的经文。
Of course, there are verses that follow after this.
神有许多的特质。
God has many traits.
其实严格讲起来呢，这个特质是不可分的。
Now, strictly speaking, we cannot really differentiate and separate all these traits.
好像圣灵的九个果子一样。
It's just like the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
其实是九个面相。
It's actually nine facets of the Holy Spirit.
这边也是一样的。
Here is also the same.
其实神不是说我现在对你怜悯，然后我待会对你不轻易发怒，不是这样的。
So it's not like God now is being merciful to you, and then later on he is slow to anger. No, it's not like that. They are not separate.
神所说的每一句话，每一个行为呢，其实都是有怜悯、有恩典，且有丰盛的慈爱，不轻易发怒和诚实的。
Actually, what God, every word that God says and every action that God makes, all of them includes God's mercy, grace, long suffering, and goodness and truth.
其实这每一个都是一个上对下的一个用法。
So this is actually how God is speaking to you as a superior to someone that's beneath Him.
怜悯这个字呢，它的名词呢，它有一个蛮特别的意思哦。
Now, mercy, this word itself has actually also have a very special meaning.
就是子宫的意思。
That actually in the original text, it also means the womb.
就是好像妈妈怀胎一样。
It's like a mother bearing a child in the womb.
好像把它放在最重要的位置。
It's as though the child is being placed in the most important part.
然后供应它，保护它。
To provide and to protect the baby.
然后直到它慢慢十月怀胎才长出来。
Until the baby is fully developed and then born.
讲到恩典，就是好像神弯腰下来去对着人对人好一样。
And we're talking about grace, gracious God. It's as though God is just bowing down and taking care of what is beneath Him.
讲到不轻易发怒呢，就是在他的原文是讲到神的鼻子很长啊。
And talking about slow to anger in the original text, it talks about having a long nose.
就是希伯来人他们是生气是会觉得鼻孔会冒烟会喷气、啊、
For the Jews, when they are angry, they will describe it as though their nostrils are flaring and full of anger.
然后这个鼻子很长呢，就是那个气要走很久才会出来这样子。
And then to describe yourself as having a long nose or long nostrils, it will take very long for your anger to flare out.
就是说人其实很多的问题啊。
So actually, man is full of problems.
人很过分啊。
that man actually goes beyond extremes.
神他知道，但是他不轻易发怒啊。
Well, God truly knows that, but yet God is slow to anger.
甚至你可以形容他的鼻子很大，大到他看不，他就是因为鼻子太大了，就看不见人到底做了什么坏事一样。
Or you could even describe that God's nose is so long and big that he couldn't even see all the bad things that men are doing.
好，其实这个每一个层面都是在表达神的。
So actually, every facet here is describing God.
好，那我们稍微 focus 一下这个怜悯的意思。
And now we're going to focus on what mercy means.
把它讲得更准确一点。
So that we can describe it even more accurately.
第一个我们要讲的是该神该罚却没罚，该死却没死。
The first point we're going to say is that God would want to, here says, deserve punishment and yet unpunished, deserve death and yet alive.
我们来读出埃及记三十二章的第九跟第十节。
So let us read Exodus 32 verse 9 to 10.
耶和华对摩西说：我看这百姓真是硬着颈项的百姓，你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。
我看这百姓真是硬着颈项的百姓，你且由着我，将我要向他们发怒，将他们灭绝啊
！I've seen these people, and these people are stiff-necked, and I would like to destroy them.
就是他们犯了死罪啊
！That they have done sins that deserve death.
我们看一下图片
，Let us look at the picture.
这个背景是这样的。
What is the background?
当神把以色列人从埃及带出来三个月之后
，When God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt 3 months later，
神就带领他们出了为奴之地。
God actually led them out of the land of slavery。
接着神就跟他们相遇哦。
And then God met with them。
神就从西乃山降临下来。
God descended from Mount Sinai。
然后神就告诉他们
，And then God told them，
他说：“ said, 我把你们如老鹰一样，把你们背在肩膀上，从埃及把你们带到这里来了。
”Like an eagle, I put you on my back, and I then led you out of Egypt to this place。
我把你们看成是珍宝在全地之上了。
I see you as true treasures above all in this earth。
我要特别强调呢，神在起初拣选的亚伯拉罕。
I want to especially emphasize that God specifically chose Abraham.
然后接着到以撒、雅各的神。
And then Isaac and the God of Jacob.
然后经过四百年。
And then this went for 400 years.
然后这个经过十灾把他们带出来到这里。
And then through the 10 disasters, God brought them to this very point.
算起来呢，是上帝呢跟以色列人第一次的公开见面、公开讲话。
So you could say that this is the first time that God is publicly speaking to the Israelites.
你看我们神是不是蛮有期待？
Now you can feel that God is actually full of anticipation.
我终于要跟以色列人见面了。
Finally, I'm going to meet with the Israelites.
之前那个十灾都是对着埃及法老去管教他们的。
You know, all the 10 disasters was towards the Pharaoh and was to discipline the Pharaoh.
然后正式见面。
And then now we are formally meeting.
然后颁布十诫。
And then this is where they gave out the 10 commandments.
接着神就叫摩西上山，然后禁食40昼夜，有很多话要跟摩西讲。
And then God asked Moses to ascend up the mountain and to fast for 40 days because God had so many things to talk to Moses about.
这个是我有一点夸张演绎啊。
I've slightly exaggerated it in a bit of acting.
但应该也差不多是这样子的。
But it should be more or less like this.
就是神就跟摩西说呢，你要建一个会幕，我要跟你们住在一起哦。
And then God spoke to Moses and said, you're going to build a tabernacle because I want to dwell with you.
从此呢，王子跟公主要过得幸福快乐的日子哦。
So it's as though forever now, in a fairy tale, the prince and the princess will live happily ever.
我跟你讲，会幕应该要怎么样做的。
I'm going to tell you, you know, how the tabernacle should be.
你们来这个就是你们来见我呢，你们衣服应该怎么穿啊？全部规范好了。
And then when you come and see me, you know how you should dress. Everything was actually has been set.
然后那一天我就是跟你们讲十诫的东西哈，我现在写了一个板子了哈，这个是我们家将来就是照这十诫的规条，大家好好遵守，这样就 OK 了。
And you know what I talked to you about the Ten Commandments? Well, you know I have now written them on the tablets. This is what we're gonna follow for our family from this day onwards.
我想我们的神充满期待吧。
I felt that you know our God was filled with anticipation.
然后 摩西不过在山上四十天。
And Moses was just on the mountain for 40 days.
以色列人看到这个老人家也都没有下来，不晓得有没有什么问题啊。
The rest of the Israelites, you know, they wondered, you know, that old man hasn't come down from the mountain. Is there any problem?
他们就造了金牛犊。
And then they made that golden calf.
就说这个才是带我们出埃及的神。
And then said that this is the God that brought us out from Egypt.
神看到这件事。
Now when God saw this,
他就非常的生气。
He was very angry.
他就说我要把他们全部杀了。
He said, I want to kill them all.
就是这样。
It was like this.
就是人该死却没有死。
He said, people deserve that death, but was yet alive.
我把你们从一个人慢慢慢慢慢慢的变成这么一大群人，又把你们从埃及带出来，我什么都做了，你们却这样对我。
You know, from one person, I made you a great nation. I brought you out from Egypt and all the way here till today. And this is what you do to me?
摩西看见了也非常生气。
When Moses saw it, he was also furious.
所以地上那些法板，就是他从山上带下来，他也气到把它摔到地上去了。
And you see what's on the ground? This was the tablets. Because when he brought down the tablets and saw what happened, he just smashed them on the ground.
就是我们人实在是犯大罪，得罪神了。
Is that truly man has sinned greatly and truly has offended God?
神应该刑罚我们，可是却没有刑罚我们。
We truly deserve punishment. God should punish us, but yet he did not.
人该死却没有死。
Man deserved death, and yet we are alive.
这个就是怜悯。
This is mercy.
这个就是怜悯。
This is mercy.
我们要很谢谢摩西为我们代祷。
We really have to thank Moses for interceding for us.
摩西就一直跟神苦苦苦苦的哀求。
Moses was just crying out in front of God for us.
虽然神应许他说，我把他们都灭了，我另外再选你成为大国。
Even though God told Moses, I'll destroy them all, and yet I'll still make you a great nation again.
摩西说不可以。
Moses said no.
不可以。
No.
如果你要杀他们，
If you want to kill them,
那你先杀我。
Then you kill me first.
你就先把我的名涂抹掉吧。
First, you wipe out my name.
神看看以色列人。
God looked at the Israelites.
看看摩西。
And God looked at Moses.
他就说好，那我答应你。
And then he said, okay, I will promise you.
我不杀你们了。
I will not kill them.
接着神就说了很特别的话。
And following that, God said something very special.
他说我会派使者带你们进迦南地去的。
God said, I will send messengers to bring you into the land of Canaan.
会帮你们赶出迦南七族的人。
And it will help you to rid of the seven tribes in Canaan.
神说我自己不跟你们上去了。
God said, I will not go with you.
免得我太生气，我又控制不了自己，我又要把你们杀了。
If not, when I might get even angrier when I see you guys do things and then want to kill you again.
这样听起来好像也蛮有道理的，对不对？
So when you hear this, it sounds like logical, reasonable.
再次谢谢摩西的祷告。
But we truly have to thank Moses for his intercession.
他说你若不跟我去，我们就不去了。
He said, no, God, if you don't want to go with us, we won't go.
他说世人怎么知道我们跟万民有分别呢？
How would the people of the world know that we are different from the rest?
岂不是你跟我们同在吗？
Is it not your presence that is with us?
你要跟我们去的。
You have to go with us.
然后神就在这个背景下就说好，我答应你。
And God, under such circumstances, said, yes, I promise you.
然后就说我是有怜悯，有恩典的神。
And then only then God said that I am a God of grace and mercy.
所以怜悯他第一个所表达的就是神该罚没有罚，人该死却没有死。
So mercy, the first thing that it's trying to describe is that we are to be punished and yet we go unpunished. We are to be dead and yet we are alive.
而第二个概念就是不丢弃不离开。
And the second point is never forsaking nor departing.
尼希米书九章十八十九节是这样说的。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 18 to 19 it says.
他说虽然他们虽然铸了一只牛犊，彼此说这是领你们出埃及的神，因而大大惹动你的怒气，你还是大施怜悯，在旷野不丢弃他们，白昼云柱不离开他们，人引导他们行路，黑夜火柱也不离开他们，人照亮他们当行的路。
Here it says, even when they cast for themselves an image of a calf and said, this is your God who brought you out of Egypt. Or when they committed awful blasphemies, because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the desert. By the day, the pillar of cloud did not cease to guide them on their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take.
我们来看一下图。
Let us look at the picture.
好，就是怜悯不只是该死却不用死啊。
So mercy is not just about you're supposed to be dead and yet you're alive.
它代表的是不丢弃啊。
It also talks about not being abandoned.
不离开啊。
That not having God's presence depart.
就是继续的带领以色列人啊。
That will continue to lead the Israelites.
我看到的云火柱我是蛮感动的。
When I look at the cloud of pillar and fire pillar, I'm actually quite touched.
你去过以色列就知道说那里很多都是旷野。
If you go to Israel, you will know that it's actually full of plains.
有云柱呢就代表了是你的天气是阴阴的是比较凉的。
To have a pillar of cloud, that would mean that actually the weather is actually quite mild, it's cooling.
旷野的地方白天很热晚上是很冷的。
In the plains, in the wilderness, in the day it's actually very hot and at night it's very cold.
所以有火柱呢它代表的是那个温暖。
So when you have the pillar of fire at night actually represents warmth.
所以怜悯它不是停在免你一死啊。
So mercy is not just sparing your life.
它代表的是我不放弃啊。
It represents that I will not forsake you.
我不离开啊。
That I will not depart from you.
我继续的去引领你啊。
That I will continue to lead you.
这个跟我们的人的层次是差距是很大的。
This kind of thinking from our thinking actually is a huge gap.
我想说如果我做神呢我就不会搞云柱火柱了。
I would say, you know, if I were God, I wouldn't make this pillar of cloud or fire.
天上做个箭头说往东边走大家就开始向前走了。
I would say, you know, in the heavens, I'll just put a huge arrow, go towards the east, and everybody would just go towards the east.
然后到了之后再云再换一个地就弄一个静止符号说停在这里这样就可以了。
And then when you're supposed to stop, you know, there's a stop sign in the heavens, and that's good enough.
然后接着云就立刻散掉了。
And then the clouds would then immediately disappear. That would what I would do.
想要有阴凉的天气，门都没有。
Cooling weather, forget it.
晚上你们就自己想办法睡觉了。
At night, you know, the chill, well, think of something for yourself.
这是你们自找的。
This is you. You found this trouble for yourself.
神不是这样。
But God is not like this.
神说我免你不死。
God said, I have spared your life.
我也不丢弃你。
I will also not forsake you.
我不离开你。
And I will not depart from you.
我继续的带领你。
I will continue to lead you.
我照顾你。
I will take care of you.
我使你有阴凉的天气。
I will let you have cooling weather during the day.
我使你温暖。
And at night, I will make you warm.
我给你水。
I give you water.
我给你粮食。
I give you food.
这就是神的怜悯啊。
This is the mercy of God.
就是神的怜悯是它是整个包括在一起的。
That God's mercy, you can see that it's all encompassing.
还有神的怜悯它是对于他一切所造的他都是照顾的。
And God's mercy is towards all of his creation.
他不会说那个人不乖然后今天的太阳就不照在他的身上。
He will not say that, you know, today that man is not good. Today the sun will not shine on him.
他是覆庇他全部的，他是覆神的慈悲是覆庇万有的。
God's mercy covers all of his creation.
我觉得对台湾人来是这样说哈。
Now for Taiwanese, it can be said like this.
我们跟一个人不好，就说我跟你一刀两断，对不对
？You know, if I'm not your friend, I would completely sever my ties with you.、
哦、香港有一个类似的说法，就是跟你割席呀、
啊。Or in Hong Kong, it would say that I will not even sit together with you in the same banquet.
就是本来我们是坐同一张席子的，但是我跟你关系不好，我就跟你一刀，我就跟你割席呀、
啊。Which is to say that we are sitting on the same mat, but because my relationship with you is not good, we will then cut the mat into two.
这个是不属神的。
This does not belong to God.
神是不割席的。
God will not cut that mat.
神是不丢弃的。
God will not forsake.
神是跟我们继续走的。
God will continue to walk with us.
所以我们当中，如果你跟一些人，你很不想，再继续跟他联络的。
So among us, if you have people that you truly do not want to continue the relationship.
Because
that person has truly offended you.
你不想跟他吃饭的。
You don't even want to have a meal with this person.
我们求神来帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
我们学习神的怜悯。
We learn God's mercy.
不丢弃。
That we will not forsake.
不离开。
We will not depart.
虽然那个人很过分。
Even that person has gone beyond extremes.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
来到新约呢，这个概念就有稍微不同的，稍微有点转变。
Now when we come to the New Testament, then there are some changes to these concepts.
第二个，我们要行出怜悯，必蒙怜悯。
The second big point, we want to walk out mercy and receive mercy.
马太福音五章七节，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Matthew 5 verse 7 says that those that give mercy, those are blessed because they will also receive mercy.
其实呢，怜悯这个字呢，在新约、旧约各有不同的字可以表达的。
Mercy in the Old Testament and New Testament, there are different words that can be used to describe mercy.
好，那么今天这一句正好是。这个希腊文的第一次出现的地方。
And today, this is the first time in Aramaic that is appearing. In Greek, sorry.
特别是当他在罗马书也引用了我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁呢，也是用这个连续啊。
And in the book of Romans where it says that whoever I want to be merciful to, I will be merciful to, it is also the same Greek word.
所以等于是说这个概念呢用希伯来文去表达的时候跟用希腊文表达呢是概念有点不一样。
So this concept of mercy when it's being described in Aramaic and now being using Greek to describe it, there's some changes, some differences.
我们先讲拉丁文好了。
Let's talk about Latin.
应该说它的英文叫 compassion.
In English it's compassion.
怜悯是 compassion.
That mercy is compassion.
这个字从拉丁文来的。
This word is actually from Latin.
它强调的是感同身受啊。
What it wants to emphasize on is that you share similar passions.
就是你看到一个人很辛苦，然后你也真的能够进入到他的痛苦里面。
That you see that someone is suffering, and then you can also enter into that person's suffering.
这个叫做有同理心，这个叫做感同身受。
This is talking about having empathy. This is talking about compassion, having similar passions.
来到希腊文的时候就不一样了。
And then when we come to the Greek, then it's different.
希腊文对于怜悯呢，它是说你看到别人有困难的时候。
In Greek, it says that when you see someone that is in difficulty,
你不只在情感上你认同他。
Not only in your emotions do you also acknowledge him,
并且你有实际的行动。你付出你的能力，你去帮助他。
But you also do out the practical actions in order to help this person.
就是，如果你只是感动，这个在希腊文里面，这个不叫做怜悯。
So if only your emotions have been moved in Greek, it doesn't mean mercy at all. If it's just your emotions that's involved.
如果你的工作就是在帮助人，可是你没什么感觉的。这个也不叫做怜悯。
If your work is about helping people, but then your emotions are not touched, then this in the Greek form is also not mercy.
在新约，在希腊文，这个怜悯是有感动，而且有行动的。
In the New Testament, in Greek, mercy involves your emotions as well as your motions itself, your actions.
许静组长上个礼拜上次讲的这个好的撒玛利亚人，就是他动了慈心，而且他要掏腰包出来，他去付钱，有行动，这个就是怜悯了。
Now MG leader Joy was sharing about mercy about the Good Samaritan, that the Samaritan's heart was actually moved, and only that he took out money from his own purse to go and help. There's emotions and there's also actions involved. This is mercy.
所以你也可以说呢，在旧约呢，神已经示范了几千年，来到新约，我们要开始活出来了。
So you can, in other words, you can say that in the Old Testament, God has demonstrated it for thousands of years. In the New Testament, it is time for us to live it out.
我们有很多方面可以活出来。
We can live this out in many ways.
我们特别提出两点。
We want to point out two special points.
A, 蒙神怜悯，行出饶恕。
A is walk out forgiveness.
好，在马太福音十八章是这样说的。
In Matthew 18, it is written like this.
简单讲呢，就是有一个人呢，就欠了人家一千万两的银子啊。
Simply put, that there is someone that owed 10 million taels of silver.
然后他就跟主人苦苦的哀求啊。
And then he begged his master.
后来主人就怜悯他咯。
And then the master then had mercy on him.
就跟他说算了。
He said, forget it, cancel the debt.
好，然后呢，可是当他出来之后呢，他看到有人欠他十两银子啊。
Now when this person that was forgiven, he came out and he saw someone that owed him 10 silvers.
他欠人家一千万两，别人欠他十两银子。
He owed his master 10 million. Another person owed him just 10 taels of silver.
然后他就抓住他，不给他走。
Then he quickly grabbed onto this person and didn't want this person to leave.
要把他送到官府去。
He wanted to send this person to the authorities.
大家就觉得这个人太夸张了。
Then people think that, you know, this is too much.
就愤恨不平啊。
So they felt unjust.
就跑去跟原本的那个主人说啊。
And quickly then told the person's master.
主人就非常生气。
The master, the lord, was very furious.
他讲了一句话。
He said one word.
马太福音十八章的三十三节。
In Matthew chapter 18 verse 33.
他说你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？
Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
And then in his anger, the master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed.
那我请大家留意呢，就是我们从世界的角度，对方真的有欠我钱哦。
Okay, pay attention here. From the worldly point of view, yes, truly, this person owed the person money.
这个债务，这个就是个债务的问题嘛。
This is actually a debt issue.
这个就是欠钱要还的问题嘛。
Now, if you owe someone money, you would have to repay.
但是主人说，这个是没有怜悯心的问题。
But then here, the master said, it's an issue of having no mercy.
在那耶稣怎么看呢？
How does Jesus look at this?
就是下一节，三十五节。
And then it is in verse 35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
从债务问题
，This is from a debt issue，
变成怜悯的问题
，It became an issue of mercy，
变成饶恕的问题
，And then it became an issue of forgiveness.
为什么我要饶恕人
？Why should I forgive others？
因为别人伤害我。
Because others hurt me.
得罪我。
They have offended me.
我要跟他讨债啊。
I actually want this debt to be paid.
耶稣说算了。
Jesus said, forget it.
算了。
Forget it.
算了。
Forget it.
连续人的人，他们必蒙连续。
The one that is merciful and forgive others, that person will also have mercy and be forgiven.
这是一个天国的比喻。
This is a parable of the heavens.
将来在天上的时候
In the heavens in the day to come.
你在地上连续人，神在天上也要这样连续你，恩待你。
As you are merciful to the others on this earth, our heavenly Father will be merciful towards you in heaven.
所以大家还记得主导文的祷告。
So do you remember our Lord's prayer?
免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债。
Forgive us of our debts as we forgive others.
我们跟神求赦免的基础，是因为我们也赦免别人。
The basis in which we can ask for forgiveness from God is because we have forgiven others.
所以我们要活出怜悯来，我们要做一个愿意饶恕人的人。
So if we want to live out mercy, then we have to be willing to forgive.
第二个是怜悯小子。承受神国。
The second point is to have mercy on the little ones.
我们先读马太福音二十五章三十一节到三十四节。
Let us first read Matthew 25 verse 31 to 34.
请。
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别牧绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说：你们这蒙我父赐福的， 可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
好，到这里就可以了。
Okay, we'll stop there.
好，就是说呢，其实将来主耶稣再来的时候
，It is to say that when our Lord Jesus comes again,
他要对万民做出审判跟奖赏。
He is going to judge and reward all nations and people.
蒙奖赏的人呢，可以跟耶稣一起同坐宝座，执掌王权。
Those that are rewarded, they will be next to the throne of Jesus and as well be reigned with him as well.
谁可以得到这个奖赏呢
？Who will receive this reward?
就是那些怜悯小子的人，他们可以承受神的国啊。
It is those who are merciful to the little ones; they will inherit the kingdom.
那么怎么做呢
？And how to do this?
就是当有人饿了，有人渴了，有人需要住，你就供应他。
It is when someone is hungry, someone is thirsty, someone needing a place to stay, you and you provide for him.
我知道可能有人会，他可能会觉会，他可能会觉得说这里。是没错啦，但是这里跟怜悯有什么关系呢？对不对
？You know, some of you will say that, oh yeah, yeah, what I read is right, but what has this got to do with mercy?
在约翰一书是这样说的。
In First John it says,
好，凡看见弟兄穷乏却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢
？The one that sees the brother that's being poor and yet does not help, how can he have the heart of our Lord in him?
就是说呢，你不爱弟兄呢，神也不相信你爱他的。
If you do not love your brother, God will not believe that you love him.
我们爱了弟兄，我们爱了小子，神就相信你爱他。
Only when you love your brother, only when you love the little ones, then God will believe that you love him.
然后他说三十六节，我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
And verse 36, it says that when I'm naked, you give me something to wear. When I'm in the jail, you come and visit me.
这个就是之前徐静组长那个好撒玛利亚人。
So this is the good Samaritan that MG Joy was talking about.
有一个人遇到强盗，然后衣服就被抢了。
Someone met a robber and even his clothes were taken away.
他就给他衣服穿啊。
And then he gave this person clothes to wear.
打个半死，全身受伤啊
！This person was injured and was punched. He was sick.
需要看医生
，needs to see the doctor.
他就帮助他
，and then he helped this person see the doctor.
然后他钱被抢光，他也没有地方，没有地方住了。
And this person, you know, with all the money gone, and no place to stay at all.
他就帮助他
，and he then helped him to find a place to stay.
这就是怜悯小子。
This is having mercy on the little ones.
这样的人将来是可以承受神的国的。
A person like this in the future can inherit the kingdom of God.
所以我们简单来讲呢，我们在旧约里面看到神的怜悯是一个覆盖所有、覆盖万有的这个怜悯。
Simply put, in the Old Testament, we see that God's mercy is mercy that encompasses all His creation.
是，人该死却没有死。
That when man is supposed to die and yet is alive,
是啊，神不丢弃人。
It's mercy. God's mercy is about not forsaking man.
神不离开人。
That God will not depart from man.
神继续的去引领人。
That God will continue to lead man.
来到新约的怜悯教导我们，就是我们有感动，也要有行动。
And then when we come into the New Testament, we need to have our emotions moved, and we also need to move into action.
我在预备这个信息的时候，神让我想到一件事。
As I'm preparing this sermon, God reminded me of one thing.
啊，我也很少跟人家讲。
I actually very rarely share this to others.
我带小组从台湾到现在已经有24年了。
Now, you know, me leading cell groups, I've done it for about 24 years since Taiwan.
我跟大家讲哦，我这二十四年，我旁边不缺精神有问题的弟兄啊。
I want to say for the past 24 years, I never have a lack of brothers with mental disorders.
我对这件事情非常困扰。
I'm actually quite troubled by this.
而且蛮无助的。
And also helpless.
但是遇到了就陪伴啦。
But you know, once you meet them, you know, I'll accompany them.
但是有很多经典对话都在我的心里面。
But I would have a lot of all these memorable conversations in my heart.
有一次跟一个弟兄讲了很久。
Oh, one time, you know, I chatted for a very long time with this brother.
那个弟兄就说，建圣哥，我可不可以问你一个问题
？And then the guy said, you know, brother Jason, can I ask you a question?
我说可以啊，你当然可以问问题啊。
I said, yeah, sure, sure, ask me a question.
他说那个孙悟空啊，那个猪八戒孙悟空，那个、孙悟空是有限的还是没有限的
？And then he said, you know, the Monkey King, you know, the Monkey King in one of our Chinese legends, is he limited or not limited?
我听了都很没力啊。
When I heard it, I completely lost all my strength.
有一次去精神病院看一个弟兄。
One time I went to the psychiatric ward to go and visit a brother.
聊了很久，那要走了。
We chatted a long time and then I was about to leave.
那我说那我为你祝福祷告一下。
I said, no, why don't I just pray and bless over you?
他说你不能为我祝福啊。
Then suddenly he said, no, you cannot bless me.
我说为什么？
I asked, why?
他说圣父、圣子、圣灵再来就是他了。
He said, you know, after the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son, then it's me.
他说我位阶比你高，你不能为我祝福的。
My position is higher than you. You cannot bless me.
总之，我的生命当中不缺这样的人啊。
So I want to say that, you know, in my life, I have a lot of such people around me.
我今天我比较明白。
Today, I can understand a bit better.
我觉得神就给我一个对照。
Because I feel that God is showing me a contrast.
叫我可以有机会去服侍小子。
So that God is actually giving me an opportunity here to take care of the little ones.
我还没有这个本事要主动去找他们啦。
Well, I'm not at the point whereby I would actively go and seek them.
但是他来找我，我基本上都可以回应的。
But if they come and look for me, you know, I can respond and I can take care of them.
这个就是我的程度啊。
This is where I am right now.
虽然他们可能问的都是重复的问题，每一天每一天都是问重复的问题。
Even though they, you know, every day they'll be asking the same question again and again.
我们就是陪伴他们。
And for us, it is for us just to accompany them.
好像耶稣陪伴我们一样。
It's like how Jesus has been accompanying us.
我们有很多问题啊。
We are full of problems.
我们在神眼中是小子，小子再小子。
In the eyes of God, we are the littlest of the littlest.
但是几千年来，神都这样陪伴我们。
But for thousands of years, God has never departed and has been with us.
陪伴加尔。
And he has been with our brother Kodak.
他的大哥大嫂陪伴他
Just like how his eldest brother and sister-in-law accompanied him.
他的姐姐姐夫陪伴他
Like how his eldest sister and brother-in-law accompanied him.
就是这样陪伴
It is this kind of accompaniment.
怜悯使人有机会回转
Mercy gives people the opportunity to repent.
恩典跟慈爱让人可以学习向神
Grace and compassion. Let us learn to be like God.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
活出怜悯。
To live out mercy.
活出怜悯。
Live out mercy.
我们来敬拜我们的神。
Let us come and worship our God.
Your love is higher than heaven. Your mercy is
建圣牧师的分享。
We thank the message of Pastor Jason.
活出怜悯。
Live out mercy.
我们讲到旧约里边神的怜悯的概念。
We talked about the concept of the mercy in the Old Testament.
该罚的没有罚。 该死的没有死。
Deserve punishment yet unpunished. Deserve death yet alive.
不丢弃，不。
Never forsaking.
不离开。
Leaving.
就是神呢，很像我们的父亲母亲一样。
God is like our mother and father.
人犯错了。
Yes, man sinned.
人该死了。
Yeah, man deserved death.
但是神还是怜悯。
But God shows mercy.
没有叫人死。
God did not punish the man with death.
我们该受的惩罚，神没有按照我们该罚的来罚我们。
God did not punish us as what we deserve.
还有他不单单不罚你，还继续引导你。
Not only he holds back the punishment, he also continued to guide us.
我们从神对以色列人的身的一切的，我们可以看到。
What we saw, how God treated the Israelites, we saw that.
从诗篇第一百四十五篇那边，我们更加看到神的怜悯呢，遮盖万有。
From Psalm 145 verse 9, we saw God's mercy covers all things He had made.
他的恩典，他的怜悯呢，遮盖一切他所做的。
His goodness covers all.
包括你和我。
Including you and me.
神对我们那么好。
God is so good to us.
神对我们那么有怜悯。
God is merciful to us.
我们应该怎么办呢
？So what shall we respond?
在旧约来讲呢，就是要我们就是怜悯一些孤儿寡妇。
In the Old Testament, the Bible told us to show mercy to the fatherless, to the widows.
怜悯一些外来的人。
And to the strangers.
就是对神对我们有怜悯，我们对别人也有怜悯。
God has shown mercy to us; we show mercy to others.
是从上对下的。
It's from top down.
神怜悯我
God shows mercy to me
我比神低对不对
And I am inferior to God
所以神怜悯我神摸摸我 so, God, 怜悯就是摸摸
you know,
摸摸你的头
Mercy means fondle He fondles us
摸你
He touches you
跟你有关系
He's related to you
也把他的情感传递到你身上来
And he's passed on his emotions to you
表示神对我们的爱
Shows his love towards us
这就是怜悯
And that's mercy
神也要我们对别人也是这样
God wants us to be merciful to others
特别对一些很有需要还有比我们更加软弱的人
Especially the needy people The people that are weaker than us
我们也要这样子摸摸他们
The same we touch them and fondle them
这是旧约的概念
And that's the concept in the Old Testament
我们每一个人都要有的
And everyone we need to have that
但是来到新约呢
But when we come to the New Testament
我们来读第马太福音五章七节
Let's read Matthew 5:7
这是八福登山宝训里面很重要的一句经文
That's the most important one in the Beatitudes
我们一起读预备
Let's read it together 连续人的有福了因为他们必蒙连续
连续人的人有福了
Blessed are the merciful
这个人是很有福的
This person is so blessed
怜悯人的人
The ones that's merciful
他是很有福
He's blessed
因为他们必蒙连续
For they will be shown mercy
第一个连续呢是主动的
The first one is active action
就是连续人的这个主动去连续别人的对
Show mercy Be merciful to others
然后第二个是passive voice
The second one is a passive voice
就是被动式的
Is a passive
就是必蒙怜悯
Is receive mercy
就是你怜悯人，你也必被怜悯。
So when you are merciful to others, you will receive mercy.
再把旧约的概念再发展下来。
So if we expand it from the concept in the Old Testament,
我问你，请问
，And I can ask
你怜悯人，你必蒙怜悯。
If you are merciful, you will receive mercy.
蒙谁的怜悯呢？你
？Whom you will receive mercy from？
蒙神怜悯，对不对
？You receive mercy from God.
从上下文来讲，是蒙神怜悯。
So from the context, we know we are show mercy by God.
但是这一节里面，这个宝训里面没有讲谁怜悯你耶。
But in the Beatitude, it didn't tell you who will show mercy to you.
总之你就会被怜悯了。
You will receive mercy.
所以我猜啊，是神怜悯。
I believe
you
receive mercy from God.
也蒙别人的怜悯。
And you also receive mercy from others.
为什么呢？为什么？
Why do I say this?
为什么我们需要人的怜悯，也需要神的怜悯
呢？Why do we need mercy from God and from man?
为什么我们要怜悯人呢？
Why do we need to be merciful to others?
因为我们每一个人都需要怜悯。
Because every one of us needs mercy.
不是你高高在上，你就不需要怜悯。
Not that you are superior to others, so you don't need mercy.
每一个人都需要被怜悯。
Everyone, each one of us needs mercy.
在今天的日子里面，我
Nowadays,
我有这个看见。
What I saw.
假如一个人
，If there's a person，
平常身体很好，对不对
？Normally he's in good health.
做什么都可以。
He can do everything.
可以跟家人一起，可以跟朋友一起。
Have gathering with the family and friends.
很自由。
Free.
他好像不需要别人怜悯。
He doesn't. It doesn't seem he needs mercy from others.
但是我告诉大家。
But I'm telling you.
在今天的世界。
Nowadays in these days.
每一个人，你会更加体会到你很需要被怜悯。
Everyone understands you need mercy.
特别是在 COVID-19 的威胁之下
，especially with the threat of COVID-19，
一旦确诊了
，once you are confirmed positive，
要完全被隔离了
，and then you are separate from others，
不单单被从跟家人要隔离，跟朋友要隔离啊
，not only you are separate from your families， you have to be separate from all your friends，
跟所有人都要隔离啊
，from all the people you know。
只是被放在一个全部隔离的地方。
Then you will be put in the strict quarantine.
只有医护人员可以穿着整副的装备进来看你。
Even the medical people who comes to you, they would not touch you physically.
假如一个人病得很重
，If a person is severe illness,
他连手机都摸不动。都摸不到。
He or she may not even use the phone.
没有办法跟人联系。
There's no way he can connect it from outside world.
只在那边喘气啊，氧
气不够。All he can is just try to breathe because the oxygen level is low.
谁敢说在今天我不需要被
怜悯？Who dares to say I don't need mercy?
每一个人都需要怜悯。
Everyone needs mercy.
这是新约里边教导我们。
That's the teaching in the New Testament.
在今天这句话特别管用。
These days we can understand, truly understand the word means.
在这个世界经济的困难里边
，It's all in all the economic difficulties today.
谁敢说我的经济一定没有问题、啊、
？Who can guarantee my finance is no problem?
我们都需要别人的怜悯。
We need others' mercy.
弟兄姐妹们。
So、my
原来我们每一个人都需要被怜悯的。
In fact, every one of us needs mercy.
在旧约来讲，是神怜悯我们，所以我们要怜悯别人。
In the Old Testament, we are receiving mercy, so we show mercy to others.
在新约来讲
，In the New Testament,
我们是天国的门徒，我们需要去怜悯别人。
We are the kingdom disciples. We need to be merciful to others.
但是在这句话的真理里边呢，是任何一个人都需要被怜悯。
But in the truth, every one of us needs mercy.
在新约来讲，这个概念呢，怜悯是有行动的。
In the New Testament, the concept of mercy involves action.
第一个行动呢是饶恕。
The first action of mercy, forgiveness.
你知道你是被怜悯。
You know you are being shown mercy.
你是被饶恕的。
You are forgiven.
就是我的债，神免去了。
God has forgiven my debts.
我也要免别人的债。
The same, I need to forgive my debt.
Amen.
Amen.
第二呢
？The second，
不单单免别人的债
，Not only forgive others' debts，
还要帮助别人
，Also help others，
在别人有需要的时候
，Whenever there's a need，
你要帮助他
，You need to extend your help。
在今天你的小组里边
，These days in your cell group，
你的亲友里边
，And your family。
我们的弟兄姐妹中间
，Among our brothers and sisters，
或许是你的同事
，It could be your colleagues。
像对 Kojak 来讲呢，是他姐姐、姐夫、哥哥、嫂嫂对他，是不是
？Towards Kojak， how his sister and brother-in-law， how his brother and sister-in-law treated him，
免他的债
，and forgiven，
帮助他
，forgiven his debts and continue to help him。
对你来讲呢
？So about you？
有很多很多的人
，There are a lot
很多的需要的
，a lot of other people that needs help。
你看到他有需要
，When you see their needs，
你就是他的邻舍
，And then you will become their neighbor。
你就要伸出你的手
，You need
去帮助他
to extend your helpful hands to help them。
纵然这个人是得罪你的
，Even though that person has offended you before。
你也要帮助他。
You still need to help them.
你这样帮助别人呢
？In this way, you help them.
神一定会帮助。
Then God will help you.
我记得我常常被人家欺骗。
In the past, I remember I always were treated by like.People just lied to me,
无论在温哥华也好，在香港也好。
No matter is in Vancouver or in Hong Kong.
但是当有一次那个人呢走过来
，There was a time that a person just walked towards me.
他说我要回去国内，但是我没有钱。
And this person told me I need to go back to the mainland. I didn't have money.
你可不可以帮助我
？Can you help me?
他说：“我现在就要去买飞机票，但是我没钱。”
I need to buy an air ticket now, but I don't have money.
我有很急很急，我要赶着回去。
It's an urgency. I need to go.
但是我没钱。
But I don't have money.
好，我就把钱包拿出来。
So I got my wallet out.
我里边有900块。
And I have 900.
我说好，他说。他说要1500块，我说没有。
He said I need a 1500, but I didn't have enough.
那我说我只有900块，我给你700块。
I only have 900, I can give you 700.
所以我把钱包拿出来，我拿700块给他。
I just try to pick out the 700.
他把手拿过来，还要我200块也加去。
Put his hand and got another 200.
我感觉他是在骗我，我是被骗。
I felt that he's cheating.
但是我又想，假如他是耶稣呢，那怎么
？But I thought maybe he's Jesus.
我说不行，这200不能给你。
So I replied, no, that 200 I need it.
我还把我的名片给他。
I gave even my name card to him.
我说你真的有需要，你再打电话给我。
If you truly in need, you can come back and ask.
但是我回去跟老婆讲，但给老婆骂了。
Of course, when I went home, my wife just scolded me.
后来那个人真的打电话来哦。
But in fact, that person actually called me afterwards.
他说我还是有需要。
I said I still have need.
我说你在骗我。
I say you cheating.
这一种的事呢，不止一次。
Many times it happened to me.
但是我宁愿我受骗。
But I'd rather be cheated.
我也鼓励大家不要轻易受骗。
Of course, I don't encourage you to be treated.
但是我在我觉得呢
，But
在我的生命里边
，In my life，
神在我很危急的时候，常常会来帮助我。
Whenever I was in deep trouble, God is there for me.
因为我怜悯人
，Because I show mercy to others，
所以神也常常怜悯我。
And God's always merciful towards me.
Amen. 大家在这二十年里边，你看到六一所经历的神迹，你就知道。
So in the past 20 years, you have witnessed so many miracles happened in 611. You know that.
你怜悯人
，Be merciful.
神必定怜悯。
Then God will show mercy to you.
别人也会给你怜悯。
And God will show others will show mercy.
因为我们都很需要怜悯。
Because we need mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
我们同起立。
Let's all rise.
我们再来敬拜我们的神。
Let's all worship our God again.
在线上，假如有朋友们，你愿意相信耶稣
？If those watching online or on site, you want to accept Jesus?
我邀请你在线上呢，你填回应卡。
I invited those watching online just fill out the response card.
在我们现场有没有朋友你需要相信耶稣
？Those that are here.Anyone wants to receive Jesus?
你听到 Koja 的见证
Yes, you heard the testimony of Koja.
我邀请你到台前来，我们要为你来祷告。
还有吗？ Is there any more? Is there any more?
你的生命要改变。
Your life will be changed.
一切都要改变。
Everything will change.
神要怜悯你。
God will show your mercy.
神要饶恕你。
And God will forgive you.
神要祝福你。
And God will bless you.
我邀请你到台上来。
Anyone, just I invite you to come to the front.
请你到台前来。
Just come to the front now.
我邀请同工为你来祷告。
And we have the co-workers to pray for you, minister to you.
请你留下一些的资料。
Just stay with us. Our co-workers will come.
你先到前面来，我为你按手来祷告。
Yes, come to the front and now.
主耶稣，求你施恩的祝福。
Yes, be gracious to us and show mercy. And bless every one of them.
他们今天愿意相信你。
Today they were willing to accept Jesus and speak to them, Lord. Guide their life and your mercy come upon them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
So let's go to the side and we will continue to pray for you.I want all the brothers and sisters repeat after me.
亲爱主
Dear Lord,
求你怜悯我
May you show mercy on me.
我需要你的怜悯
I need your mercy.
主啊，给我恩典
Give me grace.
让我胜过我的罪
So I can overcome the sin.
让我胜过我的恐惧
Overcome my fear.
胜过今天一切的艰难
and overcome all the troubles today.
我需要你
I need you.
主啊，你也帮助我
Jesus, help me.
让我起来帮助有需要的人
so I can rise up to help others.
连续其他有需要的人
be merciful to others.
让你的连续，你的爱透过我涌流出去
so your mercy will go forth through me.
你帮助我
help me.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我为大家来祝福。
So I want to bless you.
我奉耶稣基督的名祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
In the name of Jesus, I want to bless every brother and sister.
愿我的神与你同在。
May our God be with you.
祂的恩惠与怜悯临到你。
His mercy and grace come upon you.
神从天上伸下手来。
God extends His hands from the heaven.
摸摸你的头
Touch your head.
温暖你的心
And warm your heart.
让你的心充满神的爱
So you are filled with the love of God.
今天在这个地方你与神连结
Today in this place you are connected with God.
耶和华是你的神
The Lord is your God.
你是祂的儿女
You are His children.
神看顾你引导你
God will watch over you and guide you
赐福给你每一日
And will bless your days
保守你脱离一切瘟疫的灾难
And will keep you from attack of all the virus
又求主保守你的健康你的经济
God will protect your health and finance
奉耶稣基督的名祝
福你 In the name of Jesus bless you
Amen 好多谢主
Dear brothers and sisters, I believe the word of God has blessed you. And if you want to find out more, please visit our website. We have online cell group wherever you are. Also, all the offering information is on our website. I hope to see you again next week.